Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the silicon soul of today's technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the circuits.
And I'm Jamie, the one who keeps Alex from getting lost in those circuits. Today we're talking about something that's going to excite all you web developers out there. It's all about building smarter apps with the latest from Vercel, the AI SDK v8.1.
That's right. Imagine integrating AI into your web apps as easily as adding a sprinkle of salt to your fries. That's what we're getting into today.
But first, Alex, for folks like me who might not be as tech savvy, can you break down what an AI SDK actually is?
Sure thing. SDK stands for Software Development Kit. Think of it as a toolbox that helps developers build apps with specific capabilities, in this case, AI-powered features. What Vercel has done with their AI SDK is pretty much given developers a Swiss Army knife for AI.
A Swiss Army knife sounds handy. And what's this about version 0.81? I'm guessing this isn't their first rodeo.
You'd be right. With each version, they've been fine-tuning and adding more features. This latest one is all about making it easier to create apps that can think and learn using AI. And it's not just for one type of app. It supports frameworks like Next.js, Vue, and even Svelte 14.
Okay, that sounds pretty comprehensive. But what makes it so special? I mean, AI's been around for a while now.
The magic sauce here is Vercel's AI Gateway. It acts like a universal translator for AI models from giants like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google Vertex. Instead of wrestling with different APIs and pricing models, developers get a single, unified way to talk to them all. Plus, they've thrown in a pay-as-you-go model with zero markup on provider prices.
A universal translator? So like the Babelfish from Hitchhiker's Guide, but for AI?
Exactly, Jamie. You plug in your request, and it translates it into the language of the AI model you're using. It's simplifying the entire process, making it more accessible for developers to add AI features to their apps.
That sounds almost too good to be true. What kind of features are we talking about?
Think chatbots that can hold a conversation, tools that summarize large blocks of text instantly, or even personal assistants within your web app. And because it's built to stream responses, your app can interact with users in real time without any awkward lag.
Real-time AI without the awkwardness? Sign me up. But there's always a but, isn't there?
Well, you're not wrong. While it opens up a lot of doors, it's not ideal for every scenario. If you need to build something with deep, complex AI logic or custom data processing pipelines, you might need to look beyond what this SDK offers. Light banter.
So what you're saying is it won't do my taxes for me.
Not unless your tax return is a web app, Jamie. But hey, never say never in the world of AI development.
There goes my dream of having a personal tax bot.
Before we dream too big, let's wrap up what we've covered today. The Vercel AI SDK v8.1 is a game changer for developers looking to integrate AI into their web apps. It simplifies the process, cuts down on costs, and supports real-time AI features across multiple frameworks.
And it's like having a Babelfish for AI, making it easier to communicate with various AI providers through a single unified gateway. Plus, with the zero markup pricing, it's developer and budget friendly.
Couldn't have summarized it better myself, Jamie. For those of you ready to dive in, we highly recommend checking out Vercel's documentation and tutorials. And remember, the world of AI is vast and ever-changing, so keep experimenting and learning.
That's it for today's episode of the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in, and a big thank you to Alex for breaking down the complexities of AI SDKs without frying my brain.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this AI adventure. Keep coding, keep creating, and we'll see you in the next episode where we'll explore another corner of the tech universe.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. And for the love of tech, keep those questions coming. Until next time, stay nerdy.